From Spark and Anvil and Dialogue Quest, this is Listener and Speaker in Chapter 1 of the Dialogue Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The room was quiet, except for the soft hum of the small lamp. It sat on a table between two chairs, casting a warm, round glow. In one chair sat Listener, still as a stone in a calm pond. Their hands rested in their lap, and their posture was open and relaxed. Across from them, Speaker fidgeted. They crossed and uncrossed their legs, smoothed their shirt, and looked everywhere but at Listener. Between them, on the little table, lay the reason for this very hard, very quiet meeting: a book. It was a thick book with a bright blue cover titled The Glorious History of Competitive Puddle Jumping. It was their shared favorite, or at least it used to be. The silence grew, filling the corners of the room. It wasn't an angry silence, but a heavy one, full of unsaid things. Listener waited patiently, breathing slowly and evenly. Speaker took a shaky breath, then another. They knew it was their turn to begin. They were the one who had called the meeting, after all. Finally, their eyes landed on the book, and they found their voice.
"So, about the book," Speaker began, their voice a little tight. They cleared their throat and tried again. "I just wanted to talk about the book." They picked at a loose thread on their sleeve, eyes darting from the book to Listener's calm face and back again. It was hard to say what they needed to say without it all coming out in a jumble. They wanted to be fair. Speaker took another breath, slower this time. "I got to my favorite page, the one about the legendary triple ripple jump, and, well, there's a stain on it." They finally looked directly at Listener. "It looks like strawberry jam." They paused, letting the words hang in the air. Their biggest fear was that Listener would get defensive or laugh it off. Speaker watched Listener's face, ready to see a flicker of annoyance, but there was none. Speaker had said the first part of their piece, the what happened. Now they had to wait and see if there was enough space to say the second part, the how it made me feel.
Listener didn't speak. They didn't gasp or make excuses. Instead, they leaned forward just a tiny bit, their eyes soft. They looked at Speaker, and then their gaze moved to the book on the table, as if seeing the jam stain for the first time through Speaker's eyes. They understood that the conversation wasn't really about a sticky spot on a page. It was about the feeling underneath, the feeling of something precious not being cared for. Listener made a small, quiet sound in their throat, a little of understanding. It was a sound that said, "I am listening. What you are saying is important. Please continue." They kept their hands perfectly still in their lap. They knew that if they started fidgeting, it might make Speaker feel rushed. Listener's job right now was not to think of a reply or a defense. Their job was to hold the space, to be the calm, steady shore, while Speaker's worried words washed in. They heard the spoken part, the jam, and they were listening even harder for the unspoken part they knew was coming next.
Seeing that Listener was truly listening, Speaker felt a little bit braver. The knot in their stomach loosened just enough for the next words to come out.
"It's not just the jam," they said, their voice softer now. "It felt like you didn't care about it, because it was my copy, and it's my favorite part of my favorite book." There. It was all out now, the real reason for the hard conversation. Speaker finished, and the silence returned. But this time, it felt different. It was no longer heavy with things unsaid. Now, it was a quiet, shared space. It was Listener's turn to think. Listener didn't rush to fill the quiet. They took a full, slow breath in and let it all the way out. They thought about the hurried breakfast, the toast with strawberry jam, and how they had been so excited to read about the triple ripple that they weren't paying attention. They thought about how Speaker must have felt finding it. Only when they had their own thoughts in order
did they prepare to speak. "You're right," listener said, their voice gentle but clear. "I wasn't careful, and I'm sorry."
Now it was speaker's turn to be still and listen. They watched as listener, now the speaker, explained. It wasn't an excuse, just the story of what happened. Listener's voice was full of regret. "I was so excited to read that part, I was rushing. I never would have been so careless on purpose. I love that book too."
Speaker heard the honesty in listener's voice. They saw the look on their face and knew they understood. The anger and hurt speaker had been holding on to all day began to melt away, replaced by a feeling of relief. They had been heard. They had been understood. "Okay," speaker said with a small nod. "Okay, thank you for telling me." A comfortable quiet settled between them. The lamp on the table seemed to hum a little brighter. "Maybe," listener suggested, "we can look up how to unstain a book page together." A tiny smile appeared on speaker's face. "Yeah," they said, "I'd like that." The hard conversation was over. They had taken their turns, one speaking and one listening, until the rhythm felt as natural as breathing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to listener and speaker. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.